So, bring your awareness to your spine. Let your awareness come into a sense of the whole spine, including the head and the sacrum and the pelvis. Let's just drop into a physical sensation of it within the body. No matter if you can't get the absolute details of it, you can get better and better at these felt sense exercises and derive a huge amount of information. But at this point, maybe you just get a sense of length, maybe a sense of some of the structures that make up the spine. Maybe you're drawn into some areas of the spine a little bit more powerfully than others. That's okay. And as you kind of observe your own spine, just do it in a very light way. It feels a little bit heavy. So just a very light awareness into your own system. So there's the object that we're all orienting towards. Let's get interested in a slightly wider perceptual field. So let's relate the spine to the whole body. So I want you to still be interested in the spine, but just open up the sort of perceptual doorways into the whole of your body. So that you're getting interested in how the spine interrelates with the rest of the tissue field. And let's also be interested in orienting towards the body as a fluid space and see what happens to the spine as you do that. So the spine's still there. Let's be interested in widening our perceptual field. I want you to come into a relationship with the immediate space around you, which includes the body, the interior of the body, the spine, and the actual space around you. However big that is, but I just want you to make it the immediate space. See what happens to your perception of your spine and to the response in your system, and let's shift and widen the perceptual field again to bring your spine into relationship with the volume of the room, which includes your body and the immediate space around it. You're slightly more interested in the space around and out from you. let's get interested in a wider perceptual field. So let's think of the horizon, let's think of lots of space. Let's think of a relating to a much wider matrix. And let's see what that does. How does your spine feel now? What's your relationship to it like? Let's start narrowing the perceptual field. Let's get interested in the volume of the room. So we're narrowing our perceptual field. Let's get interested in the space around the body. Let's get interested in the whole body. And finally, let's come back to a sense of the spine itself. So we're back to the start. And just letting that one go. So, same kind of thoughts. What perceptual field did your body feel best in? And how was it when you came back to the spine? Please check in.